This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to Bridging Philly, connecting our communities on the issues that matter to you.
Welcome back to Bridging Philly. Janine A. Cook, founder of Harriet's Bookshop in Philadelphia, is saying a big thank you to the community for helping her meet her $60,000 fundraising goal to take students on a trip to Paris. This week on Shara in the City, Shara Day Howard catches up with students as they learn about world travel and how to document their trip.
Yeah, I'm trying to take a picture of Tower at nighttime.
So you said you're looking forward to most of the food.
Mm-hmm. I want to see more museums, different paintings that I've never seen before.
We get to kind of be the innovators, the Harriets, the Josephines of our time.
This week on Sharon the City, we're in South Philly, meeting up with the Philly to Paris kids. We're also going to talk to Janine A. Cook, who created this program as an experiment, taking 10 kids from North Philly all the way to Paris to learn not only another culture, but just how African-American culture impacted the world. And today in South Philly, they're going to be working with PABJ, the Philadelphia Association of Black Journalists, where they're going to learn how to interview, use the equipment, how to essentially be famous. But before any of this could happen, Janine said they needed to meet their $60,000 fundraising goal, and they did it with the help of the community and a lot of heart. Let's go.
You hit that mark.
We hit that mark.
Ooh.
We, an entire community. They say it takes a village. It takes a village to send youth to Paris, and we did it.
So you sent out a call to action?
Absolutely.
And they answered?
Always. That's what I told you. There's something that Miss Sonia Sanchez told me the first day we opened. She called me like 6 in the morning. I was just like, how do Miss Sonia Sanchez know my number? But regardless, what she said was, you never have to do a single thing alone. Remember that. You don't have to do a single thing alone. And that wisdom for the ages is true, right? You never have to do a single thing alone. And
hey,
we don't.
Like the movers know the shakers. That's what happened. So you made the $60,000 mark,
mm-hmm.
and you put it to good use.
Mm-hmm.
And now these kids are learning, they're practicing
mm-hmm.
how to actually travel. Tell us about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so what you see now is young people who have passports, what we call modern day freedom papers, right? Because you literally cannot leave the country without one, right? And yes, it's happening for young people who are mostly the group that I think that some people in our society have forgotten as being essential for this type of experience. We see it as some folks in our city have an exposure gap. And so all leading up to the trip, they're having a lot of cultural experiences, dinners, theater, music events, speakers, you know, workshops, all to like prepare for, you know, that experience in Paris as much as we can get them there.
I love it that not only did you shine a light on them, but you put a magnifying glass up. So you could really see up close on not just the gap, but where they shine most. So tell me about really what's going on today.
They're learning today about being storytellers, about being producers, about, you know, taking control of your narrative, about what does it mean to tell your own story, to leave a document and documentation of this experience with the members of the Philadelphia Association of Black Journalists, is that they're going to learn about storytelling, about how to tell their own story, about how to, you know, shape and shift their own narrative. You know, whether people want to agree or believe it or not, there is a narrative that has been created about who our young people are in the city, and that narrative was not created by those young people. And so we get to be a part of changing that, shifting that, creating that. And so today they'll be learning how to use the cameras that they'll be taking with them, thanks to the PABJ team. And they'll come back with some video footage and all that good stuff.
Now it was time for kids to show up and learn about the equipment firsthand. So we decided to sit in on the class.
Yes, yeah, so we got two mics. There's actually two transmitters and a receiver in there. And then there's a little lavalier pin. So
y'all get that this belongs to y'all. Y'all taking this on the trip.
This is going to be great. Just put that right in.
When we get over there, two people a day will always kind of take charge of the group. And we'll talk more about that. He's the model.
And of course, we had to check in with the kids. We spoke to Joseph, Jameer, and Amira to figure out what they were feeling. Were they excited yet?
Okay, Joseph, so we've been talking. We've been following you, right? And you said you were packed. Wait, you weren't packed.
I was not picked. I'm still not picked.
So you said you're looking forward to most the food, and theater. And wait, museums.
Mm-hmm. Forgot the food.
So but, what else are you looking forward to?
Well, yeah, I want to see if they have any pictures from Da Vinci. I want to see more museums. I want to see more different paintings that I've never seen before. And like really enjoy the view, because I never seen no painting, like a real painting that costs a lot in real life. I never seen it.
Right. And then get a chance to not only explore, but a chance to kind of make it your own.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
You're going to go to the Eiffel Tower.
I'm not too excited about that. We just going to go up high. It's like a roller coaster. It's nothing crazy. Oh, yeah. The college. I wanted to go over there and see the college, because they said that it costs less over there to go to college. So I want to scope that out and see if I like it.
Yeah, if you know, why not? Sending you off, man.
All right.
Okay, so maybe Joseph wasn't that excited about the Eiffel Tower, but these guys, they say they're making a beeline.
All right, Jameer, you're going to Paris. You got your digs. You excited?
Yeah.
So what's the one thing you're looking forward to most?
The pictures. Yeah, I like taking pictures. I like modeling stuff like that. I'm trying to go in front of like
the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, I'm trying to take a picture in front of the tower at nighttime. Like, I know it's going to look good. I can picture it. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
the blinking lights.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I know it's going to be great. I'm scared about the plane at home.
You'll be all right. As long as you go up and you come down, you're fine.
Yeah, you're right.
Right details.
Thank you.
All right, Amira. You're 17, really taking flight across the ocean. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited.
About what in particular?
Everything. I can't wait to see everything. The only thing I really, really want to go see is the Eiffel Tower and like some museums.
Well, you're going to get that.
Yeah.
And Janine says this is just the beginning. She wants this to be a blueprint for Philly in the future.
For future generations. I believe that, yes, we're doing this one time, but this is our proof of concept so that we can say to the city, hey, we have a model that we believe works and that we should put into place for young people who might never have had experiences like this. For young people, yes, everyone's going to be buying toys this holiday season. Great, do that. Add to your wish list for young people a passport.
Ooh, I love it. And you're also telling people, hey, if you were going to do anything for kids,
yeah,
why not offer them an opportunity to travel?
Yeah.
This could be setting a new precedent.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is. I think we get to do that as often as possible because it's our right and our responsibility. I think that folks have gotten kind of stagnant in their approach to how to engage young people. Yeah. And I think that, you know, like I said, passports are your modern day freedom papers. You literally are going to struggle to get to go outside of these walls, these metaphorical walls, without one.
Right. So instead of maybe another pair of sneakers or, like you said, that video game.
Yeah.
Hey, get them a passport.
$100 or so, you will have a 10-year passport. And so we get to kind of be the innovators, the trailblazers, the Harriets, the Idas, the Josephines of our time.
So hopefully everybody's packed, the kids are going to board their flight the weekend before Thanksgiving, and we'll be hearing from them when they get back.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.